Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 412-928-9370 is the text line, and also the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That number is also 412-928-9370. Bob, Paul Skeens, we've seen guys come up with incredible expectations. We've seen, you know, players that have been drafted in the NFL or players that have been, drafted in NBA, NHL, or whatever. I cannot, for the life of me, think of any who so quickly have probably even exceeded expectations already. I mean, you know, there are guys, obviously, that get drafted in the NBA, for instance, and maybe a year or two later they really start taking off and becoming, you know what I mean?
You're more likely to see it in the NBA or the NHL,
NFL,
even.
Yeah, or the NFL. I mean, you know, I think, you know, the great players that have come into the league, great quarterbacks.
But they're ready for it. They've been 4 years of a minor league system, essentially, some
but,
of them.
But there's always like a learning curve and a growing pains and that all that stuff. Paul Skeens came into Major League Baseball with a lot of people saying he's one of the best pitching prospects ever. One of the best pitching prospects ever. And from day one, he's done nothing but basically show that's who he is.
Yeah, I mean, the expectations were extremely high, as they would be for any number one pick overall. And he just come right in, and his attitude, man, that's the thing that separates him. He knows. He's confident. Confident comes from knowing what you're doing. And he's the other thing about him, he's just not some guy who's going to throw the ball 100 miles an hour. He can. But when he gives you those other looks that he gives you, and to have it mastered at the age of 22 now, is pretty remarkable. Because normally guys can throw. It takes them a while to learn how to pitch. In his case, though, he can throw and pitch. He knows how to maneuver. You know, and he has four different pitches that he can throw at you at different times. And so you can be guessing, you know, fastball one time and get a splinker. You could be guessing, you know, sweeper and get a fastball. So it's just about balance. He knows how to keep guys off balance, Paul. And that's a rare thing to see in a 22-year. It's also extremely rare. We've never seen it before. 10 games into a major league career and he's in the All-Star game. But that's how good he has been for baseball and why baseball knows that he has to be in this game. The question is, does he start? Does he come in? Does he close? Or you pick a spot where all eyes will be on him against like three of the top hitters in the game. You can do that as a starter, but you can also do it later in the game when you know who's coming up.
Right. I just think people, he's such a phenom. Everybody in the national writers, everybody, you know, that follows baseball knows him, follows him, wants to see him. It's incredible.
And a lot of people haven't seen him yet. You know, they see the difference is today with all the social media stuff, you can see whatever you want to see. Back in the day, if Paul Skeens were just somebody that you heard about but you never saw, you'd want to see him. It still holds true today, but it's, you know, you've seen the videos of him over and over and again on so many social media or highlight packages. So you know what he can do. But still, you have to tell me the other night 37-0-37 came out. It wasn't because of a buckethead hat. It was because of Paul Skeens. He was the guy, it just so happened to be on a Friday night, which is good, on a holiday weekend, which makes it easier. But still, that many people came out because it was a Skeens night. And I bet going forward, when they know it's going to be him, you're going to see huge crowds.
Yeah.
Here and wherever.
No, I mean, I think that's the thing. When he pitches, all eyes are on the Pirates. They just are. And the other day, I think what was impressive, the one start he had where he quote-unquote labored, right?
And, two runs.
And fought through it, and he still struck out like eight or nine guys or whatever, yeah, it was. I mean, he's just that guy where he's that good, you know? It wasn't his last start. When they won, you know, that was a game where they scored 14 runs or whatever. It was the start before that. So it would have been, I think the two, did they lose 2-1? Yeah. Like, Skeens, if you look at what he did in that game, they played Atlanta, they lost 2-1. But he quote-unquote labored. He got through six innings, gave up six hits, nine strikeouts.
Well, the thing is, he's been able to minimize jams. Whenever he gets into one, it's rare. I don't think he's left the game where he's ever trailed.
He hasn't.
And all these starts, which is pretty remarkable in and of itself. So, you know, this is a guy who knows how to get ahead of you in the count, but he also knows if he gets into a jam, he's confident enough in how he will throw to you that he can get out of those jams. So all he needs is run support. Out of 10 starts, he's 5-0. He could very easily have 9 wins.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing. He's a guy who, if he stays in the rotation and stays healthy, which he will, he'll have enough starts and innings and everything to qualify for all the awards at the end of the year. I mean, one of the things is, isn't there some weird thing where if he wins the Rookie of the Year, whatever extra year or whatever.
Yeah, it affects the Pirates.
Doesn't it affect the Pirates, yeah, in some ways where I forget exactly what it is. I think it's one of those years of control thing where if he gets Rookie of the Year, maybe they lose that extra year.
There's something similar to that. So, City Limits, maybe you could help us out with that if you look into it.
Yeah, they would gain a draft pick, but they would lose a year of control of Skeens.
But that leads to this question. If you're the Pirates, how proactive should you be about, you know, you see guys get contracts all the time now, even before they play, you know, some of these guys. So would you be willing? He's only making less than $600,000 this year. Whatever he's making, yeah, it's a pittance compared to the most. In an effort to keep him here a little longer, would you be willing to open up? Now, I probably know the answer to this already, but if you're going to sign him to anything, this would be the time to sign him, knowing full well, Paul, that there could be a time where he suffers an injury, because it seems like all these guys suffer and you lose a few years or a year and a half or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So, but I would be willing to engage that right here, right now. Would you?
You have him, what, through 2029 maybe? I think is his third arbitration year. He becomes a free agent after
that. But it could change again if you get to the point where that Rookie of the Year comes into play. My so point is, would he be willing to do it?
Probably not.
Well, but he cannot control that narrative. Only the Pirates can. If the Pirates don't want to pay him, they don't have to.
It would have to be a lot of money.
What's a lot of money for a 22-year-old after 1 year?
Yeah.
Tell me what that looks like. 6 years, how much?
Well, they have him signed through 2029.
Not signed.
Well, under control, yeah. Whatever you want to say. He's under control for through 2029. The next 2 years, they're still at the 700,000 or whatever the pre-arb numbers are, right?
Well, if he goes to arbitration, just imagine the jump.
So the arbitration in 27 and 28 and 29, I mean, he could be $20 million pitcher.
20? Right? More than that?
Whatever. So let's say he could get 50. By 2029, they'd have to pay him like a total of, say, like 40 or 50 million bucks probably.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, but if you sign him, you can get rid of all of that now.
If you could sign him to 2020, say, we'll sign you through 2031, which is...
7 years.
7 years. $140 million.
He'd still be 29. He'd get another contract.
$140 million. Would you do it?
I'd want more.
Well, I'm saying if you're him, I'm guaranteeing you $140 million. It means you get Tommy John, you get hurt, you get injury. All you're going to do is give me two of your free agent years.
The logic there is you get guaranteed money to secure yourself from any kind of thing that can happen.
Exactly.
But the other side of it is you could be costing yourself money by signing now.
True.
And there could be big money involved in this. So that's always the question. When Andrew McCutchen signed his deal here, a lot of people thought he should have waited. He would have gotten more. But he had the peace of mind knowing that he had $51 million in the bank, that no matter what happened to him, he was going to get the $51 million. So if you're more of a conservative person, but Paul Skene strikes me as someone who's more a bet on me guy. Bet on me. I'm going to bet on myself. So I'll bet on myself. And if that's the way he feels, then there's nothing you can do other than whatever his demands are, come close to him.
Well, I would say I don't know that he would do $140 million, but if he would, I would jump at it. Because here's the other thing, Bob. 4 years into the thing, say you in 2028, you feel like you're going to have to rebuild a little bit. You'd have a 26-year-old phenom for guaranteed $20 million a year for three more years. You should be able to get a king's ransom for that.
No, I get it. There are a lot of variables in play here.
I don't know that he would do that, though.
I think he's a bet on myself guy, and he strikes me that way. And those guys are tough, you know, to take less when they think their value is more.
Right. Well, what was his signing bonus?
We got like $9 million. He got a big one. The one thing about the Pirates, they haven't been shy about giving those big bonuses.
He's won one, so he got a signing bonus, $9.2 million bucks. So I mean,
he doesn't have to do another thing the rest of his life, really.
He already has $9 million.
Yeah, but he may, you know, again, these guys are after, you know how it is. They want the largest contract. If they feel they're worthy of it, then they want it.
Yeah. The next 2 years, he's still going to make like the $600,000. That's what's incredible.
And the Pirates don't have to do anything. But that would send a message. I'm telling you, Gerrit Cole got wrangled. Remember when Gerrit Cole didn't like the fact that he had a great year, or may have been the 19-9 season, and he didn't get a pay boost at all, and they didn't seem to
move. And they argued with him about $20,000 or something like that. It caused a problem.
And that's a PR thing. If you're the Pirates, you don't want that. You don't want to look like the team that's never going to do that.
If Paul Skenes comes in next year and says, you know what?
How about if he wins Rookie of the Year this year and is in contention for Cy Young this year and then wins a Cy Young next year?
The big thing is, if you're him, you're like, listen, I make $560,000. Next year, pre-arbitration, I know that the number goes to like $650,000 for my second year. But guess what? I want $1 million. If you're the Pirates, you have to pay that. But here's the thing. If you're the Pirates, you have him and Jared Jones for the next 2 seasons after this one, where both of them are going to combine to make about $1.5 million tops. Combined for those two guys at the top of your rotation. If you don't actually go out and try and put together a team around those two guys the next 2 years, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know either. To me, that's a big part of this, you know, a way to look at it. And if you're Jared Jones, a different case. Jared Jones, very effective pitcher, but you don't have to respond the way you would for Skenes at this point.
Right. I'm just saying.
When do you expect Jared Jones to come back, by the way? They made it sound yesterday, Ben Charrington, like it was, even though he didn't give a timeline, it sounded as if it's going to be later in the year.
Yeah, it's at least a
month. When you shut someone down for two weeks,
here's the thing,
you got to build them back up. It takes time.
Here's the thing. Don't think for 1 second if they go on like a 5 or 6 game losing streak that it stretches into 5 or 6 weeks, that they, you know, shut him down for 5 or 6 weeks. You know what I mean?
Well, he's not yet at his career max in terms of innings. He set that last year, I think, at 123. So he's still got, you know, I don't know. I'm to the point where I just want to see guys pitch. If you're healthy, pitch. You know, and if he's legitimately not healthy, then he can't pitch. I get that. But I would hope that whatever the case may be, that he would be back when he's capable of being back.
Right. I just think that they're not going to bring him back. I would be willing to bet if they're so cautious with him. Because the bottom line is, if they could stretch him out to 5 or 6 weeks, now all of a sudden they probably don't have to play nearly as many games in terms of, you know, shutting him down innings-wise and skipping starts and all that stuff. I mean, the one thing that was pretty clear was when they started talking about his innings count and where it was at. You kind of knew, okay, they're really monitoring these things. And I'm not saying his injury is false. I'm saying now that they have, you know, he's 91 innings pitched. Now that they have, soreness, discomfort, whatever it is, they have a reason to shut him down for a while. Because I don't know that they want him to get to 150 innings, you know?
Well, you know, whether or not that stuff goes on behind closed doors, I don't know. All I know is that when they're healthy, I want to see him pitch.
Right.
You can't control all of this. And sometimes you can baby things to the point where you actually hurt him more, I think. You know, you gotta let guys pitch a little bit. And they build those innings up. You can't be always afraid that they're going to exceed a certain amount of, and then presume there'll be an injury. Just pitch. This goes also with my thing about this. Some of these lineups that we see on some days that are very important games, and I want to see my best players out there most every day. You know, Reynolds hasn't missed a game all year, I don't think.
Right.
And has his production had gone up? No, it's gone better. You know, maybe sometimes you just got to work it out by being in there.
Right, right. But again, they're just going to be really cautious with those two. We got some call. Who we got on the line there, Austin?
We got Doc in Claysville.
All right, Doc. How we doing, Doc?
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Hey, the key word is proactive. Here's the key. In other words, they got to go get a couple veterans during this tough stretch coming up. The next 20 games, they got to win at least 14. And they need two bats. I got the out of Toronto. Toronto's out of it. You go up there and you get Justin Turner, a nice veteran, and the other veteran is another good guy, Springer.
Both of those guys have not had very good consistent years, by the way.
No, but they, in the past they've done really good. They can't be any worse than what we got in our lineup. We got three of the automatic outs, and you guys are everybody's defeated. Attitude really burns me up, and I think that this is now they went to bed here in the next 3 weeks. Then I'll say, you know, you probably get rid of some people like Chapman and that, but got to be proactive. Another guy that is real, I don't know how to put it, but anyway, they had a guy named Williams, utility guy, could take play second and
Alika.
Short. Yeah, that's it. Thanks, Bob. And but he's a guy at least can put bunt the ball, not like that center fielder yesterday to try three times to bunt it and he couldn't get it down. What kind of coaching they got on that team is terrible. And I just think that they're still in it, but this is D-Day now. They got 3 weeks to make it. They got a team now. If they get a couple veterans in there with that great pitching and that.
Well, thank you, Doc. Yeah. I mean, we all know that. But, again, we've been saying it's D-Day for three weeks. Now they've wasted 3 weeks. Right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be proactive, the time has come and gone. They could have done that a little earlier and try to avoid some of these losses with a bat or two. But I know it's not easy to do, but at the same time, the responsibility is on the general manager to do stuff like that when you think you can help your team. And there was a time when they could have done that, I think. But now, you know, if you wait, and all of a sudden things go the other direction, you're under no urgency to do that. And so you'll keep your prospects and keep treading in that direction. But again, this is 5 years. Results matter. They need to have better results. They should be further ahead than this. I look at the Orioles and I watch what they've done with some of their guys and their young guys. Last year they were terrific. This year they're better. And it's year three of their new regime. So it can be done.
Well, again, but he did say the word proactive. And the Pirates are never proactive. Or they haven't been very proactive. They usually are very reactive. And that's never good. Who's next?
Here's Jesse in Point Breeze.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, what's up, guys? First time, long time.
Thank you.
Yeah, a couple quick things. First, back to the last caller. Absolutely right. Terrible coaching on this team. They don't develop anyone. Mostly everyone underachieves under Shelton. And I think he's proven that in a couple years. On to Skeens. I agree. If he's healthy, you got to pitch him. Every win matters for this team. They're not 10 games above 500. They don't have the talent to sacrifice games with Sunday lineups and not pitching their bulls. They got to use everyone when they're healthy and get a little more out of them to get those couple critical wins. And as far as Skeens goes, look at this guy. He is built different. He's a 16-year-old Mike Tyson. He's a rookie Ben Roethlisberger. This guy has legs. This guy's a bull. Get him in there and pitch him and sign him now. What does this organization have to lose? Sign him now. And back to your original point, like other players in my lifetime, this guy is one of three players that have absolutely passed the eye test and live up to expectations instantly. One was a rookie Ben Roethlisberger, like I already said. The other one was a rookie Sidney Crosby, and then Paul Skeens. There you go. Sign him, pay him, play him. Later, guys.
Thank you. Again, takes two to tango. And if I'm Paul Skeens' agent, I'm not sure I'm jumping at. You know, but if they want to come up with like a big number. Like what if Paul Skeens says, well, I'll tell you what, you offered a 10 for 140. What if he counters, the 8 for 140. What if he says, give me 10 for 280? It's $28 million a year. Would you do it?
Again, I think he's going to bet on himself and listen to his agent. And they're going to try to shorten this window here, I would bet, and try to get to that area where you can cash in on a free agent. And he still can do that. Even if you give him 10, he'd be 32. But if you give him 8, he's 30. Yeah. You know, if you give him 6, he's 28.
Right.
He will have a second contract if everything goes the way, and he's healthy. But again, the guaranteed money is a lure. If you can get it, knowing full well that you will never have to work another day in your life and you can set up your family, that's attractive to some.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.